So, Mr. Vinay, here we are in Adishakti Theatre Laboratory, and you guys are getting ready for the second annual Remembering Veenapani Festival?
Yes, that's what's happening. So that will be the start within one day of performance. One day of pass, it will be starting.
Fantastic. So tomorrow is the first performance?
Yes, yes.
Amazing. And you have a lot of preparations going on here. Are you ready?
That's the nightmare. Performing is much easy. The last mile of something infrastructure, we don't have it, so we need to create it, everything on the spur, looking at the need. So that will take time. And we are jumping around trying to fulfill each and minor details.
Absolutely, especially because this is a larger festival than last year's, isn't it?
Absolutely.
How many artists are coming this year?
Oh, this is not something we planned it. So, but a lot of groups that either way affected by Veenapani's work or influenced by work, they said that we want to come. There is no way we are going to back out. So it started from 6 performances to now 15 performances.
Wow.
Now even we got like a request for more than 6 performances. We can't pack it in a month's time. So it's a 15 theater different dance, music and theater groups will be coming. In fact, the sound you are hearing, one company group people already landed up and started rehearsing.
Wow.
Even though they have a performance, this is 2 weeks after.
Oh my goodness. So you're hosting all the artists?
Yes,
here
that's
also
the whole idea. It's like it's not just they come and go. This is somehow Adishakti or the space or the area is somehow given them something that they may not recognize it as their psychological growth, as their spiritual growth in the art. So we are just maybe a medium or just a kind of transitional device, but they all recognize that. And that's why we're able to, we don't have a means to conduct a festival like that. They all came together, pulled in themselves, and here we are with this 15 performances.
Wow. So maybe we could tell our listeners that may not know so much about the history of Adishakti just a little bit. It's now Adishakti Theatre Laboratory, right? What were the beginnings of Adishakti? Like?
Beginning is a theatre company that founded in Mumbai. Mm-hmm. Our founder is Veenapani Chawla, or most popularly Noraville or Pondicherry known as Veenapani. So she started creating plays and she started working with, found the company called Adishakti, but it's still as a kind of company that just create theatre. But by around 89, she thought she want to research, she want to look at the culture identity that she have it, but she have no idea is that her culture identity. It was somebody born and brought up in Mumbai, but have roots in undivided India, in Pakistan side, and then complete Anglicized education, who trying to figure out what to do is a post-independence child who don't know what is her culture identity. She tried in the early every hand, but then in her 20s, she met mother, and that's what changed. So then onwards, she wanted to come and settle, but mother said, no, not yet. Not yet, ruining her. And she know that one day she is going to. So 90s after a point, it's impossible to create theater, the kind of theater we want to create, or study the material we want to study, so become impossible. So she decided to shift to Pondicherry and start, like not even a theater, just a place to rehearse. Even a thatch roof is enough. So that's how Adishakti's second innings in Pondicherry started, with a small thatch roof. But we then started creating dialogue within traditional performance communities, different forms of traditions, in order to understand the dynamics and mechanics that drive these forms. That research now gone into, 30 years of research now grown into creating a performance methodology that is uniquely Adishakti's. That is no way, it's absolutely completely opposite to the notions of performance on world over.
That's quite an incredible story.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how you've grown. For people that haven't been to Adishakti, you have much more than a thatch roof now. You've got beautiful theatre space and also residences for artists, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, yes, yes. Now, I think what happened is when you create an arts community, what you need is not people hovering around them. You need to let artists to have a stimulating space to do what they wanted. And that is in multiple layers. One is layer, their creative angst to be fulfilled. Second is, it should facilitate different kind of multiplicity of dialogues. The moment a place loses charm and it have a pre-hidden agendas of dialogue, then it's just a brick and mortar. This is what Veenappani constantly told us. And what we are thriving to create it, or for that matter, we have a larger umbrella, that is Beat or Oroville or Pondicherry or Ashram. Do that in a larger way of functioning. We are just in art, what we can do, the larger community is doing in different multitude of each their activity. So this enabled the space to have a differentiation compared to so many other spaces. That's what I'm saying, the crux of it, not even building. The attitude to how the life, and life is not something separate from your inner journeys. Mm. This enabled whoever came here to benefit, and they seek that is a different place to be in. I say the mechanics of that difference is what happened.
Definitely. And you're on the edges of Oroville, and as you said, Veenappani was quite inspired by Mother. Can you speak a little bit to the relationship of Adishakti to Oroville, to the bioregion, Pondicherry?
Oroville is significant because Oroville is what enabled us to create all the shows. So all our shows are premiered in Oroville. And every show before that, Bharat Nivas, Sherbindo Auditorium, allow us to use that space much before this space has come, for 20 days to continuously use that space. So whatever the energies are there is what influence finally shaping each of our plays. That's, we don't have much repertoire, we just have 10 plays. But each of these plays are first premiered, first prepared, first presented to Oroville community, that is our home. That critical input and critical evaluation is what enabled us how we shape our work in artistic sense. Apart from that, this is exactly an arts community. This is exactly Oroville is provide. Even though we are not part of it, even though we are not inside the activities Oroville, being just part of an extension of a Oroville friends community, we are benefiting so much because we are constantly interacting with so many different kind of people who sometimes uses Adishakti space as a place where they can just come and see different kind of art or different kind of art making, or how an artistic community independently work and trying to sustain, survive, facilitate other kind of people. So in that way, the Oroville and subsequently other communities are very big part of our work and life. That is day-to-day work, artistic life. There is no separation. We don't believe that, even though we are officially not, we never believe that we are not. At least in our mind, we say we are peripheral partners. That way we call ourselves.
That's wonderful. I think so too. I think in Oroville, we're very lucky that that we are partners. Yeah,
absolute. Partner is maybe a far-fetched way. I'm saying we are very lucky to be part or living alongside a community that do maybe, you know, maybe half of what they are doing it, but what such a significant work, and that significant works have a filtering effect, and whoever is surrounding areas live and work, it filter down,
yes,
and it's reflect. So in a sense that Adishakti couldn't be situated anywhere else for us. So when we got this piece of land, the most joyful people are us, because this is exactly what we wanted. Certain extent, we can create our own independence in work, yes. But at the same time, we are with a community what we think is doing the significant work as part of our philosophy. So Adishakti, for the actors also subsequently, even though they come from diverse places, the philosophy of Mother and Sri Aurobindo become their way of thinking also. So it's not mere actors, they are also trying to understand and bring that philosophy in their art and work.
Amazing. Thanks for clarifying that. Also, I'm just wondering if you could speak a little bit about this research and this how that came out in your work with Veenappani. How was it to work with her? She's one of the significant names in Indian modern contemporary theater. And how was it to work with her? What kind of influence did she have on you, actually, in your work?
Oh, everything in shaping. Because I met her when I'm 20s. And my first role is, she's creating Savitri.
Mm.
And she done the production of Savitri at that time for 20, 30 shows she's done it. Then she's reworking on that. But I just came from Kerala without substantially, I can say that hardly any language to speak. Specifically, English is a no-no.
Well, times have changed.
Yes, that's what, so things have changed. So what she created is the second innings of Savitri, what she wanted to create, a play where death is not spoken. Instead, she created seven people will speak for the death. And death will be physicalizing the whole death in Savitri.
Yes.
So that's her second. And so I create what physically is what's spoken by the chorus. That's how I met. So my first outing with her is as performed out doing in part of Savitri. And I come from Kerala, where it's like our upbringing is a rational, reasonable, left-wing, argumentative. Somewhere from that try to jump into this is a kind of revelation for me. So that has created the foundation for our dialogue. But what she's doing is, she's researching into something profound, that is, what is breath? And how breath is a catalyst in creating emotion.
Yeah.
And anatomically, what breath this does to each state of human being. So it's gone beyond the theatre practice into something that works. And that's why our courses we offer become like one of the most sought-after course. And that's how we are surviving. So study on breath and emotion is the amount of work she done it is, I don't think, unless if I start writing a book or something, nobody will know. Because it can't be written, it need to be applied with each individual. And I've been her medium to do all that experimentation. So it's like the whole study of breath gone from emotion, and how that breath will be creating your psychological reality. From there, how the vocal reality, and how your physical reality. It's a wide gamut of studies she done it, and significantly she able to create a methodology out of it. Of course, there also, so experimentational guinea pig, maybe me. But that is, I don't think anybody done it. We still look at social realism or social argument, reasoning as a finer tool in order to understand what the complexities of a given situation. We never analyze the transitory emotion that play main part. So when I say you are crying, you are at the end of a chain of emotion. So in a logical parlance, if you cry, you need to have a reason. If you need to have a reason, you need to have a trigger. These three are emotions,
yes.
Not logical argument.
So
every way of emotional transition need to understand these three arguments. One is a trigger, the next is a passage, third is a transition, fourth, what you visibly see outside. So if you want to have an argument and do it, most of the time we try to prevent what we see outside. Or the dialogue is on that. And that's why never people by talking get over anything is cleared. So something deeper we need to go in order to understand and what is happening after the your reasonable trigger given your situation, say that, oh, somebody is pissing me off.
Mm.
After that, it's not a brain activity. It's a series of anatomical transformation that happened. It's like a factory.
Yes.
And there, breath determines how your physical, how you stand, how you react, how your voice is, how your emotion, the duration of it. And it's all controlled by an inherent rhythm that is 4-beat. So this is what she done it as a kind of research and evolving as a methodology. And that shaped me as a human being, as a creative artist, as a part of Adishakti to teach now and give that teaching to further for the students who comes to learn here.
Yes, with regards to continuing the research, how is Adishakti continuing in your research? Are you planning to also to create more work, or how do you see yourselves going forward in the next little while?
After Veenappani's death, one of the biggest problem is we don't have a means to sustain. So make it to bring back, like when you have a founder is the teacher is the, you didn't know that how to sustain it. But it reached a place where it's almost getting stagnated, where we need to first priority is to put the company on track. Open up avenues where we can earn money or bring donations or money to make the institution survive. So last 1.5 years, our work is primarily focused on just how to get the system going. And that certain extent we agree. It's not a problem because Veenappani herself is a visionary. What she said what is an artist want primarily? A space to rehearse, a space to sleep, a space to cook. That's all he wanted or she wanted. Then if they complain that they can't make their art, then there is something seriously wrong with it. She provided that and beyond to us and gone. So all we need to utilize is to share or create that possibility as a kind of money earning devices or money bringing devices.
Yeah.
So now this space become like, because of its atmosphere or because of the way it functioned, we started getting residencies and other groups started using the space, because once they come here, they don't need to worry about time. So they can work like 20 to 15 hours, 12 hours. So what they do 6 months, they can do it here 2 months and
right.
do a premiere of the show and go back.
Fantastic. And so, Parts was also just
yeah,
here,
Parts,
no?
Parts just finished a 50 days of residency. And we think that is going to be collapsing, but one of the most accelerating residency we had. Where all the participants are going to come back.
Wow, okay. Incredible.
And nostalgic terms, on a daily basis we are receiving a letter saying how it enriched them. They have the notion of India that is totally different. And how 20 days it's broken. And then see a different India, a different ethos, a different space, and how Oroville itself, they started, their perception changed once they started interacting with communities and other things. So it's a very important thing in that level. We put the things back on rail. And our workshops, that what we are taking, that is
yes.
May 1 is starting. We're not announced yet, but because we have backlog of people, so without announcing it, it's so the workshop is another way of generating money. And I think every arts organization finally find out a way to generate money. It can't depend on funding from a government agency. If it
yeah.
is come, well and good, but it's a constant preoccupation asking people, can you give the money? And certain extent, after years of doing, certain amount of humiliation you feel. This is what you are doing day in. Certain extent of artistic begging bowl you are going and asking people to put money in. So you get tired, but then you need to see that's a larger question you are addressing. It's impersonal. It's not you are doing for yourself. You are planning for another generation of people who may come here, and you're just a transitional custodian for the space. If you approach it like this, fine. That's one aspect of it. Second aspect about Adishakti is opening up of more interactions and more young creative energies to come and explore the space or explore our idiom or their own idioms to come in here. So there is musician, graphic artists, dancers start coming and that create their work or start a dialogue to create a new work, concept or conceptual level of how they want to do it. So we hoping that we facilitate more interactions of this artist to come and uphold Vinapani's idea of what is a seminal space. A seminal space is a vibrant space because thought processes are very vibrant. And so Adishakti is doing that, and we are on the process of creating our new play called
mm-hmm.
Sita.
Oh.
That is as a paper Vinapani written one day before she died and
wow.
sent to all her friends, and that's because, so we started working on that. This work is going to be a very significant and time consuming, because it's a journey of Sita from different four places and how she tackled her psychological self. So it's something we are not in a rush to create it. Apart from that, what we done is we recreating and reworking to take all Vinapani's work and perform in a regular basis, so that another generation of people can see her work. As part of that, February we started Ganapati in Oroville,
yes,
on
yeah.
February 16th. Then best part is after 17 years of the premiere, we again performed that show in Oroville. And so we start that process, and we are hoping that every time we create our Vinapani's work, we will able to come and present it to Oroville community. So this is multiple front we are trying to push as a creative space, our own search, research, interaction, or just a place to come and unwind with an artistic community.
That's very inspiring to hear that you're continuing to work here. And with regards to this upcoming festival, could you tell us a little bit about who is coming? What are the shows? Who are the artists? A little bit, maybe particularly, about what's happening this weekend.
Yeah. Again, this is a thought after, and when it came together, we are happy because we are Adishakti. And there's four women is presenting their work on this weekend. That's how we are kickstarting. We start with a graphic artist who is also lives on the peripheries of Auroville. A lot of Auroville people maybe knows her name is Malavika PC. Mm-hmm. So she is creating her version of Valmiki Ramayana through illustration. And she formulating a book. Mm-hmm. She happily said that I'll share 4-5 plates of that in one of your old building and install as a graphic design. So we will be inaugurating that at 6 o'clock officially as a permanent installation. And she said that if it goes well, we can paint a lot of other public spaces with a continuum of Ramayanam. It can be. And our idea is to take, let's take a work on a space. So maybe one piece here. Let's people travel to some other community who provide the next chapter of it. So that's a hope we are having it. And like we can make the whole book painted in the whole geographical location where we live in. Mm. And give a trail to people to go and watch. If other partners and people are allowed. The second work is by Adishakti's actor Nimi Rafael. Nimi Rafael. Before that, there is a person called Kalai Rani. Mm-hmm. She is one of the well-recognized actors in Tamil Nadu, Auroville, as a theatre and film actor. Yes. She is creating she's created a play called Song of Lovino, the South African play. She will be presenting that from 6:30.
On Saturday.
On Saturday, that's tomorrow. 7:30 is Nimi Rafael, who is Adishakti's actor, currently the assistant director of Adishakti. Mm-hmm. She created a play called Nidravatum. It's about the dialogue between two significant characters in Ramayana called Lakshman and Kumbhakarna, two opposing one. Both have this precise quality. One sleep eternally for 6 months. Not eternally, 6 months. Other can't sleep at all. And they're looking to exchanging their predicament. And through predicament, how this larger scheme of this act, how they are just become somebody else's tools. And they're sharing this. And even looking at the staring death in their face and able to laugh at it. So that play will be Nidravatum. And the last one is another actress from Mumbai called Jyoti Dogra. She presented the work here also earlier in Adishakti and Auroville. She is again doing a solo performance called Notes on Chai. And these are the four works. And these are, we think, as a very significant work and written about it as a powerhouse performances from these people. And we are very happy to launch our festival week with this four performance that is kickstarting tomorrow. And you want me to tell the other weekends?
That would be great, sure. Is there anything on Sunday this week?
No, Sunday is this one.
Sanchai is on Sunday. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Good to know.
Yeah. Because then people can... But there will be like a small jamming or other thing. Mm. We are ready to open to all that things.
Okay. So it's going to be a real festival.
Yes, that's the idea. It's like, if we have a little more, say, we say an artistic Woodstock is what we... Mini Woodstock is what we want people to come and do it. And I hope that we can do it in coming years. The next weekend is a performance will be kickstarting with a two short plays. Mm-hmm. One by Anand Swami, he's another actor from Chennai, created two short plays. That will be first presented, then followed by a blues concert by a group of musicians who's coming from Bangalore. They performed it. So it's a blues concert for 1 hour, 1 to 2 hour concert. The next day, again, the play repeat. Again, it starts with a musical band called Oxygen. Mm-hmm. And Oxygen is, again, as a world band. They started off some of the work in Adishakti earlier. Mm-hmm. Now, they have become very significant musicians, collaborating with almost all the main composers and world over. And they, because of offered, we will get a entire band performing. That followed by a theatre group from Mumbai. Mm-hmm. They will be doing a play on 777 about the Iranian is he a writer who hanged? They hanged.
I believe so.
Something like that. Okay. Yeah. So that is the play. This play again is recognized as one of the significant plays of this year.
Yes, I believe it won a Meta Award. No.
Foyesa Jalali is the director.
Yeah.
The play is well widely recognized now as a significant political play. Followed by a short play called Cheruvannur Diaries about this whole relation of a man and his old typewriter, and he's telling his story. So that is another short play we have it. I'm not giving the dates as a chronological order. I'm just randomly saying it. The next week will be another team called from Mumbai, a performance called Pia Behrubia.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of the most successful play ever produced in India.
Wow.
In fact, his success is so much they formed two groups to perform because they are not able to go anywhere with one group. And it's a one of a very generous company, being our pillar of strength in so many aspects, helping us. Even though they are another company, they keep doing that. I don't know why. Maybe that's a profundity of influence Veenapani has. It as a gentle teacher and a person who nurture it. Otherwise, nobody does it. Another theatre company never does that. So all this is done by theatre company. So that is the next play will be Pia Bhairavi. It will be one of the... It's a 12th night commissioned by the Global Shakespeare. And they have one of the best running England. In fact, they will keep going into... And they are like a main... Any Shakespeare work is coming, this will be like a... they will be performing in Paris soon next month.
Incredible.
So that is a treat to watch, and I will advocate everybody to not miss any performance. Then it's followed by a children's play called How Cow, Now Cow. So all right. Kids, it's a fun play.
Excellent, something for the family.
Yes, all plays are for my family.
Okay, good.
No, it's like a some of the plays may be like a children's below 10 will be a bit difficult because of the, not because we don't want them, because of the atmosphere is... The hot air is there, and we don't have the means. We hope that by next year somebody will help us to put up an air conditioner. But its heat may affect the kids.
Yes.
Because so many people, and kids start to getting shuffling and all our outdoor shows, we say that please bring the kids because there is a lot of breeze and it's all music. Okay. And that followed by a group called Perch from Chennai. Performing their play called How to Skin a Giraffe. How to Skin a Giraffe is a way, they're one of the significant play. They are coming here and performing, and Orville is fallen in love with all their production. If the last production called Mangi and the Mobile is, and all the stories of a play called Under the Mangosteen Trees. These are all widely received and have a big fan following in Orville. So please don't, these are the list of performances that is going to happen. Did I miss anything?
That sounds about what I saw. We can also look on the website.
Look on the website. But we put up in significantly, we think, where the art lovers of Oroville goes. All that junctions and joints, we put up as many postures as possible.
Absolutely, yeah.
So if you see one, please don't hesitate to refer the schedule. So.
And you can also find them on the Orville Art Service website. The schedule will be there. And I believe also after this, we'll be putting it up on the Orville Radio Facebook page as well. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And I hope lots of people can come and we can share what we have to celebrate one of our significant teachers' work and life and the way she created a space for artistic community for the future.
Absolutely. And thank you for putting it on.
Thank you.
We'll see you at every show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.